Happy 100.
100, you sexies. Yeah.
I can't believe we made it to 100 episodes. This is crazy. And you know, we actually did some episodes before this too, right?
We did. This is the 100 podcast episode. We've been chugging along for many years, and we couldn't have done it without all you sexy time supporters and Patreons and YouTubers and streaming. We've been everywhere. DLive, Twitch, everywhere. I don't even remember.
We've been everywhere, man. Don't forget YouTube. Did you forget YouTube?
I thought I said YouTube. How funny. Yes, YouTube. We're temporarily banned there, but YouTube. We're too sexy, man, for YouTube.
Well, for mentioning sex, fet life, which I think is funny. But anyway, happy 100. 100.
Well, I know that I like to push it to the limit. So, you know, like to the next degree. I would love to push this to 4 digits instead of 3 someday, you know?
Oh, yeah. Let's
1,000
get to 1,000,
would be,
man.
Sick.
Let's do it. Yeah, man. I'm just so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for everyone. Really, really. I can't wait to see like what we're going to be on episode 666. But, you know... It's so meaningful that we get to continue all of this together. You know, we span like how many continents are between us? I don't know. Oof. Maybe just depending
Japan,
on which way you go.
America. I mean, yeah, it depends on where you go.
Depending on which
we also
way
had
go,
we
yeah.
started out but, with different parts of America and Belgium. So, you know what I mean? It's been that.
It's yeah. true. It's been quite a ride, and I'm just so grateful I get to continue it with you. And we heard recently from one of our Patreon supporters how much the show has meant to him. And he emailed us and told us about his life and what was going on. And you know, we really love to hear from you guys. It means so much to us that each one of you that are listening, you know, even if we only had one follower, which thankfully we have many more, but even if we only had one, we'd be so grateful for you. We are so grateful for you. To those who've been in Pillow Talk, who will be in Pillow Talk, who don't even know yet about Pillow Talk, you know, we're just so grateful for everyone who's shown up and, you know, kind of shown their support for us and for the show, but also for each other. You know, I mean, we have a beautiful community, and just know that we're always thinking about you, whether we're on podcast or live stream, like it doesn't matter. We are always thinking about you, and we really love the shit out of you guys. And that's why we're here. That's why we keep going. And here's to show 1,000 soon.
Yeah. Come. Thank you so much. Until show 666 or 1,000 or 6,900, 420, whatever is your milestone. Until then, stay sexy, stay safe.
And don't get caught in public.
Welcome to Sexy Time, where we answer your questions about sex, relationships, and everything sexy in between. Don't forget, you can send your burning questions by voice or email to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. That's sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Anonymous questions are welcome. Thanks for hooking up with us today. Now, let's cozy up and join our hosts, Alice and BK Johnson.
Hey there, Sexy Time is back. Thank you for making
Hi.
Us part of your day. We really appreciate it.
Are you feeling sexy today?
I know I am. How about you?
I am. And I love your coffee mug that you're drinking out of today. It says shiny star.
Mm-hmm.
Shiny star.
If you want to see that, come on over to Patreon. That's where you have a chance with Pillow Talk.
Yes.
Come on over to patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. Might as well get the shout outs out. Now let's go start early, because just to make sure that all of our special Patreon shout outs get their love as soon as possible for this episode. Monster J, Mark, and yeah. James with a Z.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being Patreon and supporting us. Thank you for all of your non-shout out Patreons as well, and all of our supporters out there. We really appreciate it.
We love the heck out of you guys, like super, super true. And what we have started to do is to schedule sexy time around our current patrons' schedule when we can. So if you are a current patron and you would like to come to Sexy Time Pillow Talk, which is, again, for those of you who don't know, it's a private segment where we get together with the other patrons and we can have complete unlimited fettered access back and forth. So it's really nice. You guys can ask individual questions and help each other out and also get complete access to us. So if that interests you, again, come over to patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. And if you're a current patron and you'd like to join us for a pillow talk segment, please, please reach out to us. You can reach out to us on Discord. You have that information, or you can reach out to us via email at sexytimedlove@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you and we would love to see you. So let us know.
Let's go.
Let's go. I have, can I sexy start news. With a, yeah. Can I start with like a not so sexy news story?
What? Kind of you against know, the well, theme, but go for it. I mean, I trust this you.
This is for me, like my version of like combining like soapbox and news a little bit because, okay, I feel like I've been seeing on TV shows periodically, like this whole underaged, like teacher child thing, but like fast forwarded, you know, maybe 20 years where like, the teacher is still dating the younger person, or the former teacher, right? Because whatever, but it's like, it gets turned into kind of a joke, or it gets turned into this, like, but these people really love each other thing. Right. And I just, as much as I get that it's a trope and a thing that has been around for a long time, it's not funny. I'm looking at this article in the New York Post right now about a married school employee. I don't know why it matters whether she was married or not, who was accused of having sex with an 11-year-old boy in her car near his school.
Oh, 11 years old? Wow.
Yeah, she gave this kid a bracelet too that had an acronym for Best Friends for Life with Benefits.
What the fuck?
Correct. This woman is 42 years old. I'm not going to say her name here. But
where is this?
She was Mansfield, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay.
So I guess, you know, if you want to find her, it's an easy Google. She's a married mom of two and a former Connecticut school employee. She was an educator at E.O. Smith High School in Mansfield. And she was accused of repeatedly having sex with the boy when he was just 11 and 12. They said over a couple of months, the boy snuck out of his house at least 14 times during the overnight hours to meet with her. And she waited behind a bush on a neighbor's property or by walking up to his house.
Very predator actions.
Exactly. Exactly. And they had been communicating over iMessage and Snapchat before switching over to Discord. And she emotionally manipulated him into spending more time with him. Yeah. She claimed she was trying to comfort him because he was scared about family stuff. Look, I don't care what your students are scared about. I can guarantee that initiating sex with them at 11 or 12 years old, like, I don't care what kind of fucking connection you think you have with these children. Like, it's, stop it. It is inappropriate. And you are disrupting the natural course of that child's life. And also we also as a society that when I'm talking about these tropes, like, if this were a man and a young girl, like, oh my God, everybody would be up in arms. Yep. But like often, like, because it's an older woman and a young boy, it's like, hey, good for you, man. No. Children's brains are not fully formed at that age. Technically, they're not fully formed until women are 25 and men are 27. We'd have a whole episode about like decisions you shouldn't make till your brain is fully formed.
It's just because the hormones and the differences in like how horny the memories of being horny, like, through puberty, like super horny, and from that,
like,
point of view
in puberty. Yeah, that's exactly, like, I mean, 11 to 12, like, man. And your brain is processing
that age is ridiculous.
Things like, don't, they're confused anyway. Please, 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 please. If you are an older person, no matter what your position in society is, especially if you're a teacher and these children trust you, but if no matter who you are, if you're attracted to children, you need to find a way to keep it in your fucking pants. And I'm sorry if you seem to be wired to be attracted to children, because that is a fate I cannot imagine living. Okay. But you need to remember that until those people are 18 years old, in most jurisdictions, it is illegal for a reason. And you need to wait and let those people develop before you have any kind of romantic interaction with them, either verbally or sexually. You need to let those people exist and have their lives and grow. Please.
Two things. One, there's a reason why it's called, like, named it statutory rape. It is rape. And also fantasy and porn, they always get the bad name. And it's like, all, actually, if there is someone who needs that, they need counseling and or to let those fantasies out instead of abusing these actual children in real life. I mean, like,
correct.
Everyone who would be like, anyone who judges the fucking shit like that, saying, oh, that's disgusting, that. Yeah, and you know, even do it in porn where it's like, oh no, she's obviously an older, she just looks young, but she's a porn actress who's like 20 something and she's like, I'm only 18, or whatever they do. And it's like, oh, you know, they want to judge that, but it's like, there's a reason why that's going on. And I think there's that issue where it's like, yeah, they need, one, those people need help. You know, again, like you said, you couldn't imagine having those urges to be attracted to the
right, because we don't want child pornography out there either.
We don't want that either. Exactly. But I'm just saying there's a reason why those exist and why there's that fine line. And also there's a reason why we call it statutory rape, because it is rape and abuse. And again, one of my biggest pet peeves is blaming sex and blaming these things. And we're poking at the sex there, where it has nothing to do with that, to be honest. It has to do with the power structure and age and maturity. Because, like, the reason that's so bad, because you were talking about the flip the genders, you know, if it was a man and a woman or whatever it is, in those situations, we'd have different opinions. But the reason why it doesn't matter is that that person's, the maturity level has them in a place of power. That's the difference, where it's like, you know that when you're a certain age, you can trick the younger people to do things that they don't really, or they aren't prepared for, or they don't really want it to do, but you can trick them into that or use your power, either physical or mental, you know, strengths over them. And that's the abuse, more than even that. And the reason it's so disgusting and called statutory rape is because you're mixing in sex and development of that child's, like, you know, again, everything, their life will be changed forever because of that. But it's because you're using power and over somebody that in a place where you're actually not supposed to, where you're being given temporary guardianship over them as a teacher. So it's just like, you know what I mean? It's awful in many ways.
Yeah.
Regardless of anything, like, and again, any of those other details.
So you know, that's all we kind of have to say about this article. It comes up so often. It's often pastors and teachers. And it really upsets me when we're looking through the news and I see this. We don't often cover this stuff because it's just so freaking dark and it happens all the time. But, you know, I really just wanted to bring this up and just say, like, hey, cut it the fuck out, people.
Well, I think we're clear on our feelings on that. Now, here's a side
and
question.
And also, I'm sorry. To lighten it up a bit. I'm sorry if that's a thing that you
not
have to
lighten
do
it up, or, but more like, know, the things, the people who would actually want to lighten it up. Because as you mentioned, it would, like, the reverse. If they reverse it with the male teacher and a female, they'd be like starting to, or, you know, it'd be awful. But then the other way is like this situation. They start to try to make jokes. I'm curious. One thing is interesting in Japan, there's a bunch of different harassment. One is power harassment, by the way, which is what I was kind of talking about. And and this is a clear-cut case of that. But there's always that joke in Japan that it's they actually recently started changing it, thank God. But on the books, it's been this way for a long time because they never updated it because they kind of regulate it without it because it's so rare and it doesn't really happen. But it was, I think the age of consent was as low as 13 or 14 years for like forever. Like it's been that way for a long time. And I think they finally started changing that just recently, by the way. But like it's like I've been living here for 7 years, that like I was shocked to hear that myself, because it's like it never really comes up on anything. But what age do you think where it gets closer? Because again, there's always that breaking point. And I mean, if I know that we always like, you know, the laws is usually 18, but I know there's even in some states in America where it's 16 wouldn't be considered that. You know what I mean? Like where it's like, where is the age that we start saying, okay, that's getting on the line there, where it's like there's getting closer to the border, even though, you know what I mean? Like what age would you think is normal for that stuff?
18.
18. Okay. 18 across the board, right?
I mean, look, if I'm honest, I think things are tricky while your brain is fully forming, period. So
same goes for marijuana, right?
And I think it's important maybe to consider the maturity and vulnerability of the person that you're dealing with. If they're over 18, but they're still under, you know, 25 or 27, I think it would be great if people would acknowledge that, in fact, you know, those brains are still maturing and they may not be fully capable of making the best rational decisions for their life yet. Or, you know, this actually also goes with like, say somebody's gone through a really traumatic event or somebody is, you know, processing a whole lot of change in their lives or something. Like there are periods of time that we go through where people have a harder time making decisions than others. And I think in those times, it's important to be able, like even right now, I told you recently, I met a new person who's got a lot of change happening in their life and who's going through a lot of stuff. And, you know, this person is older than me, in fact. But I am aware of the fact that this person needs time to decide what they want in their lives. This person needs time and needs space to process what's going on. And it's not an age-related thing. It's a change-related thing, but it's still important. It actually matters. So I don't know. I agree. Think consideration needs to be made. And this is a big sliding scale, but like 11, 12, that's not fucking okay.
That's not even
close.
The
last thing I really want to say about this is just like, hey, if you're also a writer and you're writing content, whatever that content may be, please don't make jokes about this stuff. Like it's really never okay to have somebody begin a romantic relationship with a child. It's not okay to have an adult begin a romantic relationship with a child. And if you're writing content where you're exploring that, be aware of whether you're contributing to the ethos of thinking that that could be okay. It's not okay.
I had to look it up because the reason I asked as well, because like I was looking and I'm like, oh, good. I'm glad I looked it up because there's that, you know, it's like arguing with the science, you could say, where it's like, when are women most fertile? And it says late teens, meaning 18, 19 would be the latest, obviously teens, to late 20s. And that makes sense. So 18 would be the correct age as well, scientifically as well. I always hear it the opposite, where it's like, you know, girls begin having their periods, so they're most fertile then. I disagree according to that too. But I think the people who, again, who make content, you just mentioned that, either whether it be for news or whatever, saying, well, scientifically standing, they're fertile at 14, 16 or whatever. It's like, all sorry, according that my from what I'm looking at, I think the most, I just asked, when are women the most fertile? Meaning that is the time that our bodies were made for, 18 to, I mean, it said late teens to late 20s. So it's like, I would guess 18,
well, that's good. So 18 they have
to 29.
A few good- a few very good years after their brain is fully formed.
Exactly.
I love that. And it's great that women's brains form a little earlier than men, 25. Because, you know, most women are not in the position to be deciding to have children also.
Exactly.
At 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But some people do, and some people do a great job of it. And to all those mothers out there, thank you for everything you do.
We all experience life at different paces, but it would be nice to have that breaking point 18 of that to be something like this, especially with something like that. Okay. Unfortunately,
I feel squicky. So, let's move on.
Unfortunately, I think it's just in the news right now. Everyone in the world, get your shit together. the article that I want to talk about is McDonald's. Something that's kind of universal. McDonald's. A lot of places, I think every place in the world almost has McDonald's, almost most places. So this article came up on BBC News, and it's saying that McDonald's faces up to 2 sex abuse claims a week, according to this study here on these UK ones, at least, again, because this is out of the BBC in UK, where he said 400 complaints from workers just since July. So again, up to 2 sex abuses claims a week. He says at least 18 people have been sacked or fired because of this, and people as young as 17 were being groped and harassed constantly. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I do believe it's coming from the power struggle of that, taking abuse of people who are beginning the low-level jobs to get work experience, and then their managers or the older ones who have been there a while are taking abuse of the younger ones, it looks like, from in general that I'm seeing. Not all of them, of course, but I do think that's an issue as well, where you're mentioning usually pastors and teachers, but according to this too, again, in the workplace, sexual harassment is just, again, a big taking advantage of power. And I thought that was shocking to see that in the news as well, that 2 a week of claims being made right now, so far since July, according to them, in these UK McDonald's. And that's very shocking to me. That's a lot. What's going on? What's going on, man? What's going on?
I mean, I think a lot of people... If you're asking what's going on, I think a lot of people get trapped in this mindset of only really being present when they're at work, and they have to be. I think this is a crazy thing to blame for this, and maybe I'm way off, but like, I think that technology is part of the problem, in the sense that we're all buried in our fucking phones all the time. And we go home and we watch TV all the time. And like, people are lonely. They're disconnected, and they travel listening to podcasts. Please continue listening to our podcast. We're not asking you to stop that. But you know, people don't unplug anymore. Often, when I see people, because I fly, I travel a lot. And I see people constantly. I would say we're now at the point where more than half of the people that I see, either waiting for a transit or on public transit, are buried in their phones. Definitely more than half. They're not engaged in society. We're not meeting people even at the grocery store anymore, because people are on the phones in the grocery store if the grocery store has a signal. You know, we're not meeting people naturally at activities, because we're not going to as many of the activities, because we're again either like so buried in our phones or glued into whatever media we're watching that we don't stop. Like, people don't stop
or in games
to come out.
We're not really in reality. Yeah,
correct. So when do they stop? They stop at work.
Interesting.
Because they have to. They can't be on their phones all the time at work.
Oh.
So if you're a manager at McDonald's, for example, and most of your employees are probably young because it's a starter job, this is your only chance to meet people. And you're like socially awkward, probably, or whatever. Not necessarily. But you're like
at least 2 a week, are you?
Starved for people.
Yeah.
Right? You're so starved for interaction that you want to get out of that loneliness cycle any way that you can. And you're probably not really processing the fact that A, there's a power imbalance, and B, there's an age problem. Because you're not saying all of these people are 17, some of these people are 17, whether it's the power imbalance or the age imbalance, like, I think the solution, I mean, aside from saying like, hey, dummy, stop groping people at work and training these people appropriately to avoid sexual harassment. I think part of the problem is also a mental issue where people are not engaging enough and they're not getting out and they're not.
I agree. I love this theory. I don't think you're off base. I do think that the offshoot of that is because of that, there's a complete lack of empathy, because anyone who, again, like anyone who's lived to be 25 has lived to be 17. You know what I mean? Like, so like they have a complete lack of empathy of anyone else going through their own journey, which is, and the only way you get to that is a lot of what you're talking about. In my opinion, you're right, where the disconnection from reality or connection with others to remind you that we're each human and we've gone through those developmental years differently, but we've each gone through those years, you know what I mean? So it's like that lack of empathy, because you know that you would not want someone to be sexually trying to either touch you or do whatever sexual harassment to you if the roles were reversed when you were 17 or whatever age you're at, or when you were, even having nothing to do with age, you were the big up and comer starting at a new workplace and all of the higher ups are abusing you sexually, either mentally or physically. It's like, you wouldn't want that, right? So that complete lack of empathy has to come from somewhere. And I do think a big part of it is our disconnect with connection. And again, continue to listen to podcast, because especially ours, because I view our podcast as giving a good effort to try to counter what you're talking about. We always been, you're not going to get this type of stuff like Pillow Talk on other podcasts. You don't, you know, most of the time we try to keep it where we can connect in many ways with our audience as best as possible. And we do talk about real life things instead of trying to just get clicks and views with like these short snippets that are not realistic, that kind of what you're talking about with using devices on for those things. And I mean, that's what gets clicks, but we don't do that here, obviously.
No. And, you know, I don't know. This whole thing really bugs me, and I'm a big proponent of change. Those of you who know me know that is like, you know, my go-to. I love change. I think it's really important, but most of us, you know, in society, we try to distance ourselves from it. We try to avoid it. We try to avoid it at all costs, really. And frankly, I think it does us a big disservice, because the only thing that is constant is change. So you might as well figure out a way to get out of your comfort zone and enjoy the thing that makes you uncomfortable. And in this case, if you're looking for real connection and an opportunity to date, get on a fucking dating app or find an activity that you want to do to go meet people in the real world. But get off of your game, get off of your TV, get off of your couch, and please get into the real world where you can meet people, because that's where you're going to find true satisfaction, is by having communication and connection with other people, whether it's romantic or not. And those genuine connections hopefully will keep people from doing inappropriate things at the workplace, like groping people.
That's the true change. You actually get a real connection instead of those false.
Yeah.
Temporary ones based on power and all that. And don't worry, if you're really obsessed with the power stuff, there's a sub for every dom, there's a dom for every sub. Yeah, you could say, oh, I need that power and stuff. Well, it's like, oh, well, there's plenty of people who want you to use your power that way, but it's consensual. It's consensual. Go with those things and be consensual. You could do it. You could do it. That's the change we would want, you know, because it helps both sides. Anyway, we have to cut this sexy news a little bit shorter than normal. Next time we do the sexy news, though, I promise it'll be more positive. I actually am going to keep this next one, because the title, just to give a little teaser for the next one, it's "What Makes Someone Sexy" is the title of the article. My other option, but today, this one I definitely want to get to, and I didn't know you were going to do down the same vein of the unfortunate. It's in the news right now. It's the current thing of it seems like there's some sexual abuse going on in the news for some reason. But you know, gotta go with the news.
The only other thing I just want to say real quick is congratulations to all of you in the Church of England who have been hiding under the radar as bisexual or gay or lesbian. They just agreed this week to introduce on a trial basis standalone blessings for same-sex relationships in England. Oh. So it's not a full marriage.
Not a marriage.
And it is on a trial basis.
They're trying to do something.
But I want to just acknowledge progress. There's a bit of progress here. And for those of you who are Christian or in the Church of England, if you're bisexual, gay, or lesbian, good news. Now you can go get a blessing on your marriage. And that's kind of
nice. I like that middle. They're trying to get closer to a middle ground. I mean, again, it's not all the way one way or the other, which is fine. You know, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
They get there soon.
That's a good sign.
But thank you for the Church of England for opening up the door a crack. Let's swing it wide open.
Oh, I'm glad we ended on a positive note. Thank goodness. Yeah.
You're welcome.
And yeah. So until next week, stay sexy, stay safe.
And don't get caught in public.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this episode of Sexy Time. The party goes on after each show with unfettered access to your hosts in an uncensored and private live segment we call Pillow Talk. Become a Sexy Time subscriber to join in on the fun at patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. It is always a pleasure to see you there. If you've enjoyed our company and would like to support us, be sure to tap that share button and spread the love. Join us again next week wherever you listen to podcasts for another Sexy Time. Until next time, this is the Mistress of Ceremonies sending her love. Stay sexy.